And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is Let Yourself Be Loved. So often we see how punishing you are to yourself, and this reinforces for you the belief that you are not worthy of love, that because of this or that in your character or your nature or something that you have done that you believe is incorrect, that you are not allowed to be loved fully, completely. We say to you, you are loved because you exist. The fact that you have a human life is part of God's divine plan. God being manifested on the earth plane. You were manifested through love, by love, with love, created with every ingredient of love. You are love. We ask you to be with this. Take a moment when you can to simply be quiet and to experience within your body, mind, and spirit how you are loved divinely, tenderly, with precious consciousness. You are unique, an individual creation of the God that created this realm. There is none other like you. You are beyond compare. Be with this experience and understand that the law of this realm is love. Love is not just the romantic or the wimpy, we shall say, idea of love. Wimpy being that if you love someone, that you will do anything for them and lose yourself, and that goes on, that story. That is not the love we mean. It is unconditional love. This love, letting yourself be loved, begins with you. Letting you love yourself regardless of the nitpicking or the judgments and opinions and punishments that you have about yourself because of this or that character inclination or something that you did that you know was not your best and highest. Then this begins to build a case up against you, and the case is that you are not worthy of love. This is an absolute lie. You are loved simply because you exist. Perfect in your imperfection, we might say, because the human experience is not about perfection. It is about the lessons and the learnings and the greater understandings and awarenesses about you and life itself. So there you are. It begins with you. Letting yourself be loved. Look at those words, letting. This means allowing, receiving, being open to, surrendering to. Letting yourself be loved. Be. Think of this as your being, your rare, special, beautiful, one of a kind being. This is an act of the female principle, we will add, because it comes with that tenderness and compassion and understanding, generosity, kindness, support, encouragement. The masculine energy is the one that provides for and is protecting and sheltering. So this work is more in line with the female aspects of you. So tune into those as you consider this work that is on your plate now. And when you feel the punishment coming in, or the pickiness, or the yammering, the hammering, the impositions of not enoughness, any of those messages, pause. Take a deep inhale and a deep exhale and come back home to your central core. This is at the center of your being, and many would call it the heart center, but it is not a physical place. If that helps you, however, imagine that, coming back home to your heart, knowing that God and your spirit are present in that vibrational pattern, and the truth is there for you as well. So ask the truth. There may be answers that come to you that help you adjust something or refine something, but it is all part of your evolution and your progress. It is not about punishment and putting you in a locked room until you figure things out. That is cruel. That is mean-spirited. That is the distorted ego mind. That you will not be listening to. You will be listening to the truth according to God and your spirit. We ask you to do this homework this week and catch yourself whenever you have feelings of self-doubt, lack of self-worth, unworthiness, smallness. Even as you compare yourself to others, which please do not do this. You are beyond compare, and there is no competition with any other being in God's creation. So as you are doing this work, be a great observer of your thinking and the emotions that come up. And again, do the pause. Come back home to your central core and ask for the truth. As you do this, bring humility and your own loving nature to each scenario. You also will know that kindness, compassion, and a sense of humor are part of this adventure for you. Be kind to yourself. Let yourself be loved by you first, and then by God and life itself. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.